This is not the first time that internet is linked to violence. Since many years, the authorities and the police try to stop fascist and racist movement, or even hooligans group, which try to broadcast their messages through the web. The other matter of concern for governments are sex crimes and paedophilia. The police already patrol the net, but their tools and resources are limited. However, there's limited resources, the police have to face new kind of threats on the web. The last shootings in schools, like in Finland last week, or in Virginia Tech in April, have been prepared and announced on the web by their perpetrators. They used blogs, forums, and video sites like YouTube. So should our countries take measures to patrol more and more on the web as the Chinese do? The answer seems to be no, for several reasons. First of all, catching people on the web because it seems they will do a crime is nearly impossible because of the amount of information. In our countries, we'd have to build genuine official and public electronic surveillance systems as the secret American system called Echelon. It is easy to think that all population would not accept that kind of system. Finally, we know in the case of the Finnish shooter that he was in touch with an American prospective shooter. But it's not their contact that prompted to arrest the young person. No, he was denounced by someone else, someone he met in the real world.